Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And we just got through quoting. He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also in greater works. If he did them as the Son of God, how can I believe that? But if he did them as a man, anointed with the Spirit, and he would anoint us like in the same fashion, we see the glorious possibility. So I thought, now hold on, he's talking to a fever. When's the last time you spoke to a fever? That may be too long. A fever. And I read that and I thought, can fevers hear? Can a fever hear?
Yeah.
A fever.
Yeah.
A fever.
Yeah.
And I read the next phrase. It said, and what? It left her. I thought, yep. Fevers can hear. He rebuked it. And the fever left. Oh, friends. As believers, so many believers are not remotely walking in the authority and power that we've been given.
Yes.
Not even thinking you could or you should. I mean, if you see any kind of infection, any kind of thing on your body or around your body that shouldn't be there, you don't just need to beg God incessantly to do something about it. He told you to do something about it. You should speak to it. In His name, come on, is anybody listening in here? Command it to die, dry up, get out of your body, leave your body. I mean, anything wrong with your kidneys, anything in your lungs, anything in your liver, whatever it may be.
That's right.
If a fever can hear,
that's right.
A headache could hear.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
Cancer can hear.
Right.
You believe it or not?
Right.
Age can hear, whatever it may be, but if you think, well, I don't know about all that, well, there's no faith there. There's no confidence there to say it. It's not a magic incantation. It's not just finding the exact right words to say and bingo, it happens. It's a matter of confidence, of faith.
Amen.
Jesus walked in there. Peter's mother-in-law's laid out. He looked at it, at her, and he didn't talk to the father. He didn't talk to her. He said, fever, get out of here. How do you rebuke a fever? He didn't have a nice conversation with it. He rebuked it. He didn't say, now fever, you can't stay. I know you like to stay, but he rebuked. Rebuked.
Yes.
Now, the reason I say that is because you can't play with these things.
That's right.
You got to get past your tentativeness. God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
That's
other translations say timidity.
Amen.
God didn't give us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and sound mind, which is why I'm preaching to you like this.
That's right.
Instead of saying, we hope so, we see, I think, maybe, if, because that's not how things change. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He rebuked the fever and it left her, and immediately she got up and said, y'all hungry? Well, it said she ministered. She ministered to them. And you also see the best use of a healing. The Lord didn't heal you just so you could watch a bunch of junk on TV pain-free. Now, with your new healing and your strength, get up and serve the Lord. Is that right? Minister to Him. And His do something. Natural things matter when they benefit the kingdom. So she got up immediately and ministered to them. Can you say glory to God? Somebody say thank you, Lord. Praise God. Look with me over in Mark, if you would, please. Thanks be to God. Very familiar passage of Scripture to some of you around here, but Mark 11. Has anybody ever gleaned all the light and truth out of Mark 11, 22, and 23, and 24? No. Nope, I'll tell you no. I tell you, I'm not quite ready to go there. Go to Ephesians 1. Hold your place in Mark. Ephesians 1. The centurion told him, he said, I am a man under authority. And I have soldiers under me. This describes rank. Is there rank in the body of Christ? I'm getting different looks across the crowd. Some are going, yep, yep. Others are going, Others are just nothing, no response at all. Is there rank? You know, I think that calls for even some new scriptures. I was thinking about getting ready to close, but now this thing is just... It's growing on us. Like I said, if you get enough, you say, I've had enough. Okay, just slip out. You're just be nice about it. Don't bother anybody else. We may not have had enough. They'll put this on the screen for us. You can turn if you want to. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. He said, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Over you in the Lord. Are there people who are over you in the Lord?
Yes.
Who are they? Can you name them?
Yes.
Go to Hebrews, the 13th chapter. This is a foreign concept to a lot of church-going people. But it also is a reason why many don't operate in what you'd call great faith. In reading, you know, about the centurion's great faith, what qualities, what understanding did he have that enabled him to have this great faith? What are we told of all the things we could have been told? His understanding was, I'm a man under authority. I have people under me, and they obey my, I obey my superior's orders. People under me obey my orders. And Lord, if you'd just give the order, my servant will be healed. And he did, and he was. In Hebrews 13:7 says, remember them. He wouldn't say remember if there wasn't something pulling on you to forget. Which have the rule over you. Are there people that have the rule over you?
Yes.
Who have spoken to you the word of God. Now that gives you some insight into who these people would be. Spoken to you the word of God whose faith follows. So that means they're living by faith. They're walking by faith, giving you an example you can follow. Considering the end of their conversation or of their lifestyle. Skip down to verse 17 in this same chapter here, Hebrews 13:17. Here it says, obey them. Now that's not a popular phrase. That's pretty much been removed. That used to be in marriage ceremonies. To love and obey, and that's gone. In most. I'm getting looks all across the crowd. Just because the world changes doesn't mean God changed. Just because the world changes doesn't mean the Bible changes. And the Lord's not doing anything to hurt us. But there are answers here, big answers, as to why people have been coming short in their faith. Because would this man have been a centurion in authority over the soldiers under him if he wasn't somebody that would follow a command? Would the Roman superiors have allowed him to be in that position? Absolutely no. He had to be somebody who would obey without hesitation and follow without question. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Who's going to make you submit to those that have the rule over you? Nobody. If you don't submit yourself, it's not going to happen. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. The Lord has, when He ascended on high, He gave gifts to men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And these gifts are for the benefit of the people. But if you don't submit yourself to it, you won't get the full benefit out of it. You just won't. Keep on reading. That was verse 17. And in verse 24, He says it again at the end of the chapter. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy, salute you. So, this is between you and the Lord more than anything else. But if you don't know, if you're not sure, you need to get to seeking Him. Now, first of all, you need to bow your knee to His Lordship.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Because all of us are under Him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And you need to remind yourself of that on a regular basis. I am not my own Lord.
No.
I don't run my own life. We had somebody, you know, kind of pushing us the other day about doing something. They wanted the church to do this or to do that or to let them do this. And I learned, thankfully, years ago, I don't need a reason not to do something.
Right.
I need a leading
yes.
to do it.
Yes.
So if you push me on something, my immediate standard answer is no. Because
right.
I don't need a reason not to do something.
Right.
I need a direction from the head
yes.
to do it.
Yes.
And I've had even fellow ministers get irritated with me and say, well, why won't you do this meeting with me? Or why won't you come and be a part of this conference that we asked you to? Or why won't you do this? And sometimes I've had to tell them, it's nothing against you personal. Brother, I like you. Aren't I your friend? I hope so.
Yes.
Am I not going to be your friend because I don't come to your meeting? I said, listen, brother, I don't do what I want to do.
That's right.
Why should I just automatically do
yeah.
what you want me to do?
Right.
So this is not as real to people as it should be,
yeah.
but if Phyllis and I are under shepherds,
right.
that's why I use that term, that's a scriptural term,
right.
under shepherds, what? A shepherd under the great shepherd.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.